This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need. You bet the meat industry responded to the Meatless Monday proposal in the New York City schools. I'll talk about it after this. Micrometer has been a friend of the farmer since back in 1955. Yeah, they've been supplying all that time a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. It's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by farmers and trusted by American farmers. Hey, and here's an offer from Micrometer for a limited time only, producers. When you order a new flow meter, and you can go to their website, I'll give you that web address in a moment. When you order, you can get free shipping for that flow meter by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Go to their website, micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. micrometer.com/ag. You bet the meat industry groups responded immediately to that news from the mayor of New York City that he wants to see Meatless Mondays in the schools of the biggest city in America. The North American Meat Institute responded. That's a trade association of the meat industry. They sent a letter to the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio urging him to reverse that decision to implement Meatless Mondays in the more than 1,800 New York City public schools. The mayor, along with school chancellor Richard Carranza and Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, announced that all New York City public schools will have Meatless Mondays beginning in the 2019-2020 school year. They said the program was piloted in 15 Brooklyn schools last year, along with the collaboration from President Eric Adams from that borough, who has championed plant-based diets. And Mayor de Blasio said, now these were his words, cutting back on meat a little will improve New Yorkers' health and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. He said we're expanding Meatless Mondays to all public schools to, as he put it, keep our lunch and planet green for generations to come. In a letter sent to the mayor, the president of the Meat Institute and its chief executive officer, Juliana Potts, expressed concern over the nutritional consequences the decision will have on New York City students, the misguided fear also over meat's impact on the environment, and the troubling denial of choice for families that prefer to include meat in their children's diets. Juliana Potts wrote in her letter to the mayor of New York City, "The science is indisputable. Meat is exceptionally nutrient-dense with essential vitamins and minerals, and it's a source of complete proteins that cannot be matched by plant-based diets." I'll be back after this.